अथवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जना वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जना वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी शरनंदना व्रज जन रंजन शरनंदना व्रज जन रंजन चुमुना तीरा वनचारी चुमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद पुनमन सुपरिप्राजुकाचार्य स्तोत्र श्री श्रीमद एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णवृंद की जय नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंडगिरी गोवर्धन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय नवदीप धाम की जय जगन्नाथपुरी की जय गंग माई की जय जमन माई की जय तुलसी देवी की जय भक्ति देवी की जय समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gaur Premanande.
Om
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam 10:28-17. Nandadaya tu tam drishtva paramananda nivritta krishnam cha tatra chandopi stuyamanam suvismitaha Nandadaya stutam drishtva paramananda nivritaha krishnam cha tatra chandobhi stuyamanam suvismitaha Nandadaya stutam drishtva Paramananda nivritaha Krishnam cha tatra chandobhi Stuyamanam suvismitaha Nandadaya stutam drishtva Paramananda nivritta Krishnam chatatra tango Stuyamanam suvismitaha Nandadaya stutam drishtva Paramananda nivritta Krishnam cha tatra chandobhi Stuyamanam suvismita Nandadaya stutam drishtva Paramananda nivritaha Krishnam cha tatra chandobhi Stuyamanam suvismitaha Suvismitaha Nandadaya stutam drishtva Paramananda nivritaha Drishtva Paramananda Nivritaha Krishnam Chatatra Chandobhi Stuyamanam Suvismitaha Nanda Adiyaha The Cowherd Men Headed by Nanda Maharaj To and tam that drishtva seen parama supreme ananda by ecstasy nivritta overwhelmed with joy krishnam lord krishna cha and Tatra, there, Chandopi, by the Vedic hymns. Stuyamanam, being praised. Su, very much. Vismitaha, surprised. Nanda Maharaj and the other cowherd men felt the greatest happiness when they saw that transcendental abode. They were especially amazed to see Krishna himself there, surrounded by the personified Vedas who were offering him prayers. And I'll do a cell phone check, and you can do a cell phone check. Make sure the cell phones are in silent mode, if you would. Purport. Although the residents of Vrindavan considered themselves ordinary persons, Lord Krishna wanted them to know of their extraordinary good fortune. Thus, within a lake in the Jamuna River, the Lord showed them his personal abode. The cowherd men were amazed to see that the kingdom of God had exactly the same spiritual atmosphere as their own earthly Vrindavan, and that just as in their Vrindavan, Lord Krishna was personally present. In their unique vision, he was present as the Lord of the spiritual world. As Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur points out, these verses emphasize that Lord Krishna did not merely show the cowherd men a sample Vaikuntha planet, but that he specifically revealed his Krishna Loka, the greatest of eternal abodes and the natural home of the residents of Vrindavan, who loved Krishna more than anyone else. Timidandhasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Tadhati Shapadantikam Pandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalang, Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupam Shagrashatam, Shahagana Raganathan Vitam Stam Sajivam, Sadvaitam Savadhutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padan, Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vancha Kolpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Pyaevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Nandariyastu tandrishtva paramananda nivritaha krishnam cha tatra chandhobhi stuyamanam suvismitaha. Lord Krishna had shown the Brajvasis the spiritual world. They'd wanted to know, will we be liberated? Is Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Will he give us liberation? So Krishna showed them the spiritual world. We heard yesterday that he immersed them in the Brahma Jyoti, essentially. But in the Brahma Jyoti, the Krishna's personal abode is there. I once asked Srila Prabhupada, when we were working on Bhagavad Gita as it is, what does it mean? Brahmanohi pratishtaham. What is that? Amritasya avyayasya cha and shashvatasya cha dharmasya sukasya ikantikasya cha. What does it mean that the Brahman is the constitutional position of eternal happiness? Because it's Brahmanohi pratishtaham. I'm the source of the Brahma Jyoti. What does it mean that the Brahma Jyoti is the constitutional position of eternal happiness? And Srila Prabhupada responded that when you go to the spiritual world, I'm paraphrasing of course, when you go to the spiritual world, you're in the Brahma Jyoti. Just like when you go to the sun planet, you're also in the sunshine. The sunshine is not absent. So everything is included when one goes to the Paramdham, the supreme Vaikuntha, the kingdom of God. Brahma Jyoti is included, everything's included. So now the cowherd men, headed by Nanda Maharaj, saw the spiritual world, paramananda nivritaha, and they were filled with paramananda, the highest transcendental happiness. They were filled with ecstasy. And Krishnam cha tatra, and they saw Krishna there also, in the spiritual world. Chandobhi stuyamanam, being praised by the Vedic hymns, personified. Suvismitaha, and so the cowherd men were amazed, astonished. The Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that what they saw was the Goloka Vrindavan, and they were surprised that we've come to the spiritual world and it looks just like home. The cows are there, the same trees, the same cows, the same Jamuna, the same everything. The whole the kingdom of God looks just like Braj. So that was astonishing to them. And Krishna's here also, but he's being praised by these, who are these people? And what are they chanting? They saw that also, that all the Vedic hymns were personified, glorifying Krishna. The emphasis on this, in this explanation, is that above Vaikuntha, Vrindavan is still higher, because in Vrindavan you get sweetness, which is not to be found in Vaikuntha. In Vaikuntha you get majesty, you get a royal atmosphere, you get yes, and everyone is worshiping Krishna with awe and reverence. That's what we see in Vaikuntha. Overwhelming opulence. We hear, and since Prithu Prabhu was talking about biblical literature yesterday, we hear about God as the King of Kings and so on. So that's available in Vaikuntha. There he's the greatest of all kings. But in Vrindavan, forget kingship. Krishna's a cowherd boy, herding his cows with his friends, dancing with the gopis, playing with all of his devotees there in an informal way, where the love is greater than in Vaikuntha. In Vaikuntha, the love is very strong, and everyone loves Lord Narayan just as they were loving Lord Ramchandra. We have such a great king. They loved their king. So in Vaikuntha, they love their king, Lord Narayan. But in Vrindavan, no kingship. They just love Krishna. They love the sweet features, Krishna and his sweet feature that he doesn't show anywhere else. That's the special characteristic of Goloka Vrindavan. So the cowherd men saw that the place that Krishna has shown us is higher than Vaikuntha. It's more wonderful than Vaikuntha even. And we're already in that place. We're already in Vrindavan, and it's the same. Krishna is there. Without Krishna, no place is a place we want to go. Place no place is Vrindavan. No place is a place where we want to go. They saw that Krishna is there, and they understood that Krishna is here also. So it appeared to them then that the kingdom of God and their Braj were the same. So they got to see the sweetness of the highest abode. Or if you take it that what they saw was Vaikuntha, then still it was surprising to see, would have been surprising to see Krishna in Vaikuntha, and then to see that higher than Vaikuntha is the place where they're already living. That Goloka Vrindavan is more sweet than even Vaikuntha. We'd rather be here in Braj than in Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha is too formal. Everything's a little stiff. But here, sweetness prevails. So it could be read that way, but Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says no, they saw Goloka Vrindavan. The
Krishna Chakravarti Thakur comments that when they saw Vaikuntha, that is to say, Goloka Vrindavan, they saw it's just like Vrindavan on earth. It's just like a millionaire who, having lost all his wealth, becomes full of bliss on finding some clue to the wealth. But then they began searching for Krishna, with his lotus face covered with drops of perspiration, worshipable by millions of their life heirs. Seeing him, they were astonished to see him being praised by the meters of verse personified, Chandogi. Where have these effulgent beings praising Krishna come from? They're unknown to us, but we can't ask them who they are. Though seeing us, Krishna does not show his boyish manners and come toward us. He does not embrace us with his two arms, and we're restrained from approaching him and taking him on our laps. Today he has forgotten hunger and thirst. How can his mother live without feeding him? In this way, they were astonished. So, that Krishna was a little busy being praised by the Vedic hymns, so he didn't come forward and embrace them. But they saw that, no, Krishna is here in Vrindavan. I'll stop here and see what kind of questions you might have. Yes, Panchagoda Prabhu.
So Krishna doesn't have to come here to really kill the demons. He comes for the pleasure of his devotees. He personally kills the demons out of compassion and gives them liberation. To become such a big demon, those seem to get to be pretty simple and well, not so.
I'm getting too much echo. Could you go a little slower?
Yeah. So Krishna kills these big demons personally. And, someone who's a big demon, you think they've done so many bad things, why does he personally choose to come and kill the demons? I mean, his mother nature could slaughter the demons at any moment. So out of compassion, he delivers the demons. So that kind of compassion, he can give everybody, he can kill everybody.
Excuse me, what was the last thing?
He can kill everybody and they can all go back home back to God.
Yes, he could do that. But not everyone makes the grade. Some demons, by good fortune. Someplace it's mentioned in Nectar of Devotion that there was some demon who was going crazy as usual or something like that. It was described that there's special good fortune in that. It was a kind of something like ecstasy, even though he was a demon. So these demons are select. They're not your run-of-the-mill, ordinary demons. First of all, they're very powerful. And second of all, by some good fortune, they've been selected. Just as Putana. The story is there, her previous life with in the presence of Vamandev and how she was desiring to... she was appreciating the Lord and feeling motherly feelings, but then when Krishna arrested Bali Maharaj, then she felt like I should just poison him. So then she got the birth as Putana.
Lakshmi Devi very, determinedly and strenuously wanted to come to the level of the gopis that having that intimacy with Krishna. But she couldn't achieve that platform. So if Mother Lakshmi cannot achieve it, how is it that us ordinary folks, us ordinary devotees who are trying to strive for a becoming intimately involved with Krishna. How's that going to be?
If Lakshmi, despite austerities, couldn't attain Vaikuntha, how is it possible?
The
mood of the gopis and entrance into Vrindavan. How is it possible for ordinary folks like us? The problem with Lakshmi is that she's Lakshmi. What distinguishes her as Lakshmi is that she's the goddess of fortune. She's the royal consort of Lord Narayan. That's her identity. That's Lakshmi. So with that identity, she can't participate in the Vrindavan activities. She's too, I won't use the word classy, but she's too sophisticated, too opulent, and has the mood that goes with being the goddess of fortune. So she can't enter. It would be improper for her. So, of course, and we can't enter for different reasons. We're contaminated. That's our problem. Lakshmi has her problem. We have our problem. But that problem can be rectified by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes.
So, what do we have to do to become such big demons?
You want to make it a project? What do we have to do to become such big demons? We'll leave that to the big demons. We're trying a different path. We wouldn't know what to do to become such big demons. We can hardly be little demons. Yes. I couldn't hear him. What was that?
Being a little demon, Krishna won't come to you. You have to be a big demon.
Yeah, you have to be a big demon. The little small-time demons, why should Krishna bother? They're no fun. And there's no need. A big demon.
My respects, Maharaj. Thank you. One of the questions arises in the mind that the Vrijvasis are so much in spontaneous love with Krishna that they forget that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then why does Krishna take a chance by showing him his opulence in Vaikuntha and Ramajyoti as in the previous verses?
The activities of Goloka Vrindavan are maintained by Yoga Maya by covering the Vrijvasis so that they don't see that Krishna is God. So why did Krishna take a chance by showing them Vaikuntha? Well, for him there's no question of chance. Everything's a sure thing. He didn't have to worry that, well, maybe they'll realize everything. And that will be it. It'll be over. There'll be no more of these sweet activities. Krishna's very sure of himself. He's the supreme controller. So he can do these things without risk that the Vrijvasis will, once they know, then that's it. He's in complete control. Why did he show them? They wanted to see. Will we be liberated? What will be our destination? So out of love for the Vrijvasis also, don't worry. You'll attain a very nice place. he showed them. They wanted to see. And Krishna, out of love, yes. And also to show us that we can see, that Krishna can at any time show these things and he can bring us there. That, what is that in Bhagavad Gita is quoted that, of course, what is in the purport to Tesha Maham Smudharta Mrityu Samsara Sagarat Bhavami Nachirat Partha Maya Veshita Chetasam. For those who are Maya Veshita Chetasam, always thinking of me, I'm the person who frees them from the ocean of birth and death. Bhavami Nachirat. I quickly come. Nachirat, not after a long time. I soon rescue them from the ocean of birth and death. Maya Veshita Chetasa, because they're always engaged in devotional service. So Krishna is showing these things in this pastime and telling us in Bhagavad Gita also. And the verse is quoted in that purport that for the devotee comes, Krishna comes riding on Garuda to rescue them from birth and death. Is that all right? Something else? Yes? Wherever it goes. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Maharaj. In your response to a bunch of Guru Prabhu's question about Lakshmi Devi, you mentioned that she has her problems, and we have our problems with us. And you mentioned how by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu we can overcome those. And I wanted to ask, what is the best way for us to get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
What's the best way to get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nascheva, 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 Gatiranyata. By Harinam, Harinam, Anukirtanam. Anukirtanam, to perform kirtan following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the acharyas, both by chanting Hare Krishna, by glorifying Krishna, Krishna's form, qualities, pastimes, activities, as found in Srimad Bhagavatam, and by distributing the message of Krishna. Prabhupada called that the greater kirtan, that your kirtan party will be heard for a few blocks, but the printing press will be heard all over the world. So this is the still greater kirtan. So by serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by following and by serving. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to choose. Wherever the microphone goes, you all decide.
Like as a sadhaka, like at the start of, we are definitely in grace of Lord Krishna, and then we have this personalization with him. But as you said, that when you go to worlds like Kunta and Krishna, we have that kind of personal, like even Srila Prabhupada says that we have to be very personal with the Lord. So as a sadhaka, how do we develop this kind of relationship with the Lord?
How do we have to be personal in dealing with the Lord, and as sadhakas, how do we do that? Is that the question? How do we develop a personal relationship with the Lord? First thing is that we serve equally the Lord and the spiritual master. Yasya deve para bhakti yata deve tathagata tasyaite katita hirata prakashante mahatmana. Syam Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punya Tirtanisha. By serving the Krishna is a person, but he's a person that we don't see so easily. Even if we see him in the temple, we're seeing with our material angle of vision, thinking, oh, this is the deity of Krishna. Not Krishna, but the deity of Krishna. And when we're not in the temple, then we don't see anything. Maybe we see some hint. But the spiritual master is there as a person of our experience, and we can serve him personally. Or we can neglect him. That also is personal. To some extent, we may serve him with great bandomi sarvadana mate, with great awe and reverence, and with we may serve him with awe and reverence and affection, or we can be inattentive. That's also personal. That's also personal. What's going on out here that's creating disturbance? I remember Prabhupada wrote to me one time that I'm not getting copies of my books. And he just asked me to send them to me. I was working with the press. And I'm not getting copies of my books. That means that we were doing the work, we were producing the books, we were fully engaged, but we weren't thinking, well, shouldn't we send a copy to Prabhupada? That means not paying attention. And on the other side, we've read that Bhujan Prabhu was sending Srila Prabhupada a check regularly, $20, $50, something. And Prabhupada was appreciating. Some personal reciprocation. So it's the devotee who's intelligent tries to please the spiritual master. Yasya prasada, Bhagavat prasada. And yasya prasada, Nagatir Gutopi. If we fail to please the spiritual master, then we're nowhere. Sometimes we might want to discount the importance of the spiritual master. Oh, the institution is important, the philosophy is important, the founder Acharya is important, the books are important. But the spiritual master is important. Srila Vishnu Tirthakavarti, what is that? One should make the orders of the spiritual master one's life and soul. And that's personal. So, and Prabhupada says somewhere that one's relationship with the spiritual master is as good as one's relationship with Krishna. Maybe someone remembers that quote. One's relationship with one's spiritual master is as good as one's relationship with Krishna. Because sakshat hari tena samasta shastra. So for the sadhakas, that opportunity is there. Then also, by following the rules and regulations, by worshipping the deity in the temple, by chanting the holy name, by reading the books, by association of devotees, by coming to Vrindavan, one gets the opportunity. Sadhaka means a person who's advancing by sadhana. What does it mean that we're sadhakas? It doesn't just mean that we're neophytes. It means that we're doing something. What is that something? Sadhana. Why are we doing sadhana? So that we can develop our personal relationship with Krishna, our love with Krishna. So how does a sadhaka develop love for Krishna? By sadhana. Is that okay?
Hare Krishna. I wanted to follow up a question on following Lord Chaitanya and particularly giving to others the Srila Prabhupada's books, distributing the holy name. I would like to ask a question about how to the line of thought that I had is that from a mature perspective, there is an understanding that everyone is a servant of Krishna, and on a deeper level, everyone will be benefited and everyone will appreciate. So, but then when we go out, we will see that there is not so much appreciation. So people will be indifferent or even inimical. They will be irritated, agitated. So, and as long as we're not so advanced, we just try to disassociate from those same people. But then we go back there and try to give something. So what is a more mature understanding which we should come up to in those preaching activities?
From the highest mature standard, we see that everyone's a devotee of Krishna, so they should all be receptive and eager to read the books then. But then in our practical activities, we see that there are people who are averse, people who are not inclined, and so on. So what level should we come up to deal with that? Is that your question?
I guess from any level one can try something, but we want to have a mature consciousness and a mature motivation. So, if we continue to try to be a good devotee, what can we expect? Like, what kind of inner mood should we experience over time?
If we continue to be good devotees, what kind of mood should we experience over time? Well, we'll become better devotees. But the first thing is, you sort of stepping back through your question from the early part, the Uttamadhikaris see everyone engaged in Krishna's service. We're not Uttamadhikaris. We're not going to see that everyone is on that platform, and therefore I don't need even to preach. If I see that way, then I won't preach. So even the Uttamadhikaris, Prabhupada said, come to the Madhyam platform. And we come to the Madhyam platform the other way, from the Kanishtha platform, where it's only me and Krishna. The Kanishtadhikari is very much interested in Krishna and himself. That's the extent of his devotion. But the Madhyamadhikari sees himself, the Lord, the innocent, the devotees, the demons. He sees that way. So we should try to come to that second class platform. Then, and then you won't be surprised that some people are inclined, some people are averse. We expect that. The Madhyamadhikari, the experienced devotee, knows this comes with the territory. This is what we have to expect. And he's not discouraged. He knows, all right, some people will be averse, but some people will be receptive. So let me push on. And Krishna will, because he's that's the nature of kirtan. When you do kirtan, then Krishna reciprocates. This person's glorifying me. This person's serving me. Yayatam am prapajante. Tam stataiva pajamyam. Tadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayanti. Krishna reciprocates with the devotee. Krishna enlightens the devotee. Krishna gives transcendental happiness to the devotee. Krishna gives experience to the devotee by which he becomes increasingly enlightened and enlivened. Does that answer your question? Okay. Another.
Hare Krishna, Prabhupada. Maharaj, he is enlightened, like to move back to Godhead, Krishna. So he is inundated with chanting of 16 rounds and following four regulative principles. Enough?
Attentive chanting, you said?
No, inattentive.
Follow the four. Well, Prabhupada never recommended follow the four regulative principles and chant 16 rounds inattentively. If that were the recommendation, it would be enough. But we have the opposite recommendation. Chant with attention. Well, Prabhupada said, try to chant 16 good rounds. Then he was, and sometimes he would talk about quality in chanting. Someone asked, what is quality? Prabhupada said, avoiding the 10 offenses. That's quality.
So is this enough? We chant attentively and following four regulative principles to go back to Godhead?
Chanting attentively and following the four regulative principles, is it enough to go back to Godhead? Prabhupada said it was.
It was.
Yes.
Thank you.
And in the back, there's some questions. The ladies have some questions.
Thank you for being present with Krishna, to give Krishna the vision of Krishna that he is always here. But how can we behave?
How can we?
Or to said when we see a degradation around us, if we don't have our authority near to us, how sometimes I feel that I have anger mood, because we don't have always authority near to us, and sometimes also our authority don't follow strictly.
I'm having a hard time. I've got echoes in French. I've got a French echo.
Our authorities are not immediately near to us. And
if our authorities are not immediately near us, and
when there is degradation, of the rules, the four principles.
Of the rules, okay.
And that take on our service.
And what?
And that we feel degraded.
I'm sorry, we're just not getting very far. As many times as you say it, I can't understand. Is there someone who speaks French and English back there who could give me that? It just takes me too long to try to decode this.
I think Mataji was asking that if the immediate authority is not close by, and
it's not what?
It's not close by. It's not close.
Not qualified. Okay.
And
it's not close by.
Not close by. Okay.
And then and then she can see the degradation of rules around her.
Mm-hmm. She sees the degradation of rules around her. Then she gets angry.
So, yes, she gets angry, and the question is whether she should act on that or not.
Whether she should
act
on that. Oh, well, I don't know. What do you do when you get angry?
I said to people, please respect Mataji Sai Prabhu Sai. Respect Mataji Sai Prabhu Sai.
No,
respect. She says, please respect Mataji Sai or Prabhu Sai. So she doesn't want to get involved. Now, a lot of men degraded, we want our association.
No, you have to have her help you consistently.
She says that there are a lot of men who are degraded.
I see, this is a...
Okay, so I think paraphrasing that generally the problem is that there's a lot of men who are not clean, and she wants to be clean and she wants to be pure, but the women are not protected.
Kill all the men.
Turn into the forest.
Lord Chaitanya recommended Amani na Manadena. But somehow we have to tolerate. Krishna also says Tams Tatikshasva. These things come and go. Ajyanta Vantakontiya. They come and go. Or Agama Payano Nityas. They come and go. Sometimes the men are impossible and sometimes they're gentlemanly or cordial. So it comes and goes. We should tolerate.
Sounds like a variety of karma.
Yeah, it's a variety of karma. We can take it that way, that it's this is what comes. Let's just accept it. Okay,
so
yes.
So maybe I just ask the question now, since I have the mic.
No, I'm sorry. You just, since... Excuse me, you want to have a
yes.
question. Okay.
Maharaj, you earned it. You were saying that it's very important to serve our spiritual master.
Yes.
Sometimes the direct service is not possible, but we have an opportunity to serve our Shiksha Guru or other exalted Vaishnavas. So is Krishna equally pleased by that service?
The spiritual master will be pleased. Why only Krishna? When we serve the other Vaishnavas, we serve the Shiksha Guru, then the spiritual master becomes pleased. It's not that the spiritual master becomes pleased to see what a neophyte his disciple is, that he only sees Krishna and himself. The spiritual master becomes pleased to see the devotee making progress. So when the devotee becomes advanced in serving the Vaishnavas, serving the Shiksha Guru, serving Krishna, serving Krishna's, those who are dear to Krishna, the spiritual master becomes pleased also. Yes.
Hi, I'm Krishna. Ananda Swami Maharaj already says that, you know, please worship my god brothers and serve them. I will be pleased.
Yes. Radhanath Maharaj said, please serve my God brothers and I'll be pleased. Worship and serve my God brothers and I'll be pleased. Yes, so nice.
Madam said that the easiest way to please Lord Chaitanya is by chanting the holy names, Hare Ram, Hare. So Madam, what is a good approach to it, that you chant 16 rounds, and we understand from Prabhupada that 16 is the minimum, so we should be chanting many more, maybe chanting all the time. So what is a good approach? Do we keep a target or a number in mind, like 25, 22, 64, or should we wait that we chant 16 rounds as best as possible, and then whenever you inspire to chant more, or do we just force ourselves to chant?
I said that the best way to please the Lord Chaitanya is by chanting the holy name. And we're ordered to chant 16 rounds if we want to chant more, should we have a target, 32, 64, or just as we're inspired? Yeah?
Yes, ma'am.
First thing, as I said, the best way to to serve, to please Lord Chaitanya is by kirtan. That might be by chanting Hare Krishna, it might be by distributing books, it might be by glorifying Krishna in some other way. And it certainly might be by chanting the holy name. In chanting the holy name, especially Sri Krishna Sankirtana, congregational chanting of the holy name and distributing the holy name, and also chanting at least 16 good rounds. As far as how many, Prabhupada said at least 16. Now, beyond that, what you want to do you want to set a target that I'll chant 32, I'll chant something between 16 and 32, choose a number. Whatever number, you can do that. Sankhyapurvaka namagana natibhi. The Goswamis were chanting a set number of rounds. You can do that, or you can just say, all right, I'll chant at least 16, and if I have more time or more inspiration, I'll chant 18, I'll chant 20, I'll chant 40, I'll chant 64. And there's no rule. It's up to you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And time has, the bell has tolled. Ask not for whom it tolls for the speaker. All right. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Krishna.